Now let's tackle the Shach. Yeah. Okay. Einu says alafi cheshbon. Hanel dasim mechaber desfilei de lormin chenam mishavi surim k'mashengin lidan k'oshin mevar rav v'herlich v'ayin liyel simas harites sifkim o sifka. Okay. Good. So theoretically, this din is negaya in Syria. We don't say chana, right? So there are more sort of touches on it. Most of lach b'lach. We mentioned lach b'lach by hefsa meruba. We're saying on the shita's rishonim. We don't say chana b'shari by. You don't say chanan by lach b'lach, so that's machlokes rishonim. We're samech on that shita by case of hefsa meruba, but then this is not on the gay because, like the mechaber said, lach b'lach is a whole different ball game.
Is there a difference between hefsa gadol and hefsa meruba?
I'm not that I'm aware of. I'm not familiar with that filler. Yeah. Right. So, but lach b'lach, the Moshe, we don't say the sin of the Rashba, like the mechaber for Zois, right? Okay. So on a practical level, some of these pashas, it doesn't apply. Some of these pashas, right, you're not saying there's no direction of certain on the Fatiha. So this... There should be enough room for everybody. Okay, fine. So again, so mitzvah the sugya of the Gemara, the Rashba says it doesn't really mean the actual sort of the Gemara. It means at a practical level we're answering it. Okay. So fine. Good. Yeah, the points are this, and the primogenitums are. One point the primogenitum points out is that one of the places we don't say chanan is that the surim which Chazal asked of the mashu, there's no din of chanan. Din of chanan is only surim which Chazal asked of the. But the Chesurim of Chazal Asher B'Mashahu, they're the tourist master to the Rashba. Right? No, nobody argues on that. That anything which is also B'Mashahu, then the Rashba is right, that we assume that Mistama is going to remain also even after it's spread out into the new pot. Right? So that Chaticha is going to remain also. You don't say it's spread out through everything because there's always the Mashahu left in the Chaticha. So, this Kiddush over here that the Mechaber is telling me, as opposed to the Rashba versus the Tur, is on the Gaya by case of Mashu, because everybody agrees with Mashu that that's it. So this didn't be true, but it's not the Kiddush of the Mechaber. That's the Prima Gana points out on that scenario. It's an interesting point. Fine. Gimel. If he might have the Noigan Loigan Becholi Surim Chanan, Peshagam and Isar of Isser Lach Behetu Lach Amin Chanan, Bishari Surim, and welcome Shane Hefset Godel. Right. So it comes out, there's no difference between what the Ramon is saying between a case of Balach Balach and a case of Yavish and a Yavish Balach. There's no nafkamina between the two cases. Except for Mimena Khatira really skabit. So the Shach Pashad has a cheshbon, he has the cheshbon out. The words that are Ramon don't make sense. Right? So why not? So let's the Shach cheshbons it out for us. So the Mechaber was mechalek between if the chetichah fell, chetichah was b'lei yisur, and then afterwards it fell into a larger pot. So the chetichah is asur, and it falls into a larger pot. So even though there's shishim now, but that chetichah remains asur. If you had a mixture of liquids together where there wasn't shishim, so it's also have the liquids, and then later on that gets mixed into more liquid. So in that situation, so everything becomes mutter. Because there's no chaticha which is going to hold on to the issa remain also. That's the Mechaber. The Mechaber is very straightforward. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, there's not really ever seen a Yavish in a Lach, Lizidan, because we say Chanan by Yavish, on a Yavish, we say Chanan on a Lach. So Lach B'Lach, we say Chanan, except for perhaps a Gadol. So in that scenario of a Lach B'Lach, so everything is Osir, and not you need Shishim, because the whole thing. Okay. Then he says, so what's the chilek? In the case it was davar yavish and the samach kenegdoi, the chaticha remains osir because in the case it's a chaticha really scabbard, there's no din bittel b'roiv. There's no din bittel. So the mitzad the chaticha, but it's now nisar b'cherim, there's no din bittel. Masha'in kena darbalach, because there's samach kenegdoi, it'll be mutter. So do you need? You don't have to go and try and find the original lach because that's impossible. All right, so that's what the Ramah says. So zot the shach lechar mashal the kaya shari sirim the osi be. Again, we're talking about that. I just told you to say chanan by shari surim, and therefore the chaticha. Even after everything is said and done, everything is mutter. You have shishim connected to the chaticha surim means also al-tzchadir release gabit. So teshach, that's not true by shari surim, because that aloha, the chaticha release gabit, is awesome. It's only one, it's ra'atzma. So over here, since the chaticha release gabit is not an isra atzma, it's only because of the bliya which is in it. So over there, you do not call the chaticha release gabit, the gabit the din, that it's not bought. Only by Basim Chol do you say that. Okay, so he doesn't know how to read this Ramah. Am I making sense? Yeah? Don't start a shock already, right? Yeah. So that's the problem we have in the Ramah. The Ramah is saying, so I said Chanan, so you need Shishim Kenegdoi the Chaticha. It falls into the bigger pot, and there's Taka is Shishim Kenegdoi the Chaticha. So the pot's mutter. So if it's a case of a lach, we had a mixture of 10 ounces, and so that 5 of Isra and 5 of Heter, or whatever it was, so all 10 become Osir because Chanan. Great. Now it falls into to 60 times that, 600 ounces, so everything's mutter, all 610 ounces are mutter. If I had the same scenario with the case of a piece of meat, which is 10 ounces, and it falls down to a pot of 600 ounces, so all the pots mutter, but the piece of meat remains osir. All right, there's a lot of other pieces there. Let it be bottle in all of the pieces. It's really scabbard. So it's not bottle. Right? So if you're makar, of course you have to take it out. If you're not makar, it'll be bottle, unless it's a really scabbard. So that those words, unless it's really skabed, the shach is grappling with. There's no such thing as really skabed by shari isur, because the isur isn't really the chaticha. The isur is the bliyas in the chaticha. So even though we're going to say chanan by shari isur, and we're going to ask for the chaticha, the gabi this din of chaticha really skabed, it blives kilo the ikir the kud is the is this a bluah shabai and not the chaticha itself. Okay. Zatashach. So how can I cash out the word, read the words of the Ramah? So that's how to read the words. In Ken Kol Yisrael didn't shovel the Basa B'cholov. Velim Chil Beneim Linyan Lach VeYavish Rak Linyan Deim Hanesakar Hudaver Yavish Chaticha. Mishamet Kenegdo. The Oz the Beim Basa B'cholov Beim Yishar Yisrael Chaticha Neseres Tchila Nisharas Bisura. Zarech Lesir Misham Imakira. V'Beinu Makira B'Teila. Afilu Basa B'cholov Imani Ruli Iskabe. Because either really is garbage, but the chol of loy b'teila, the chash of isemigufa, but the chol of taka is called isemigufa, like the shach pointed out before. And there is no din of chli really is garbage. There isn't a chli really is garbage. It's no din of bittel, because it's b'sim chol. So what the Ramah is saying is, we don't hold anything between b'sim chol and shari surim, and by everything b'sim chol and shari surim, this is how the halacha is going to play out. So I want to add that kinach to allow Basa B'cholov to include it in the conversation. Because if I don't add that kinach, Basa B'cholov would be different. So all the steps are true. So by Basa B'cholov and by Shari Surim, the Chaticha becomes awesome. Basa B'cholov and Shari Surim, you need Sama Kenegda. Basa B'cholov and Shari Surim, if you have Sama Kenegda, the rest of the pot is mutter. Basa B'cholov and Shari Surim, if you're makar, you have to remove it. Basa B'cholov and Shari Surim, if you're not makar, it is batal. Oh, 1 second. That's not good. If it's really scabbed, so Basim Cholov and Shari Surim are different. By Basim Cholov, Taka, it's not Batzel. By Shari Surim, it is Batzel. But we can make everything equal as long as we add that phrase. And it really scabbed. It really scabbed. Basim Cholov, Leib and Taylor. The Chashir is Megufay. Kibim Shcholach, Bibni Atzmi, is Mutter. Koshis Barab, Reisim and Kufalov. Now, that's by Achaticha. So far again, if it's chaticha, so we say you need sama connect, but the chaticha becomes also, you need sama connect and all chaticha. True, basim cholov, shari surim. If you have sama connect, the rest of the pot is mutter. True, basim cholov, shari surim. If you're makar it anyway, you have to remove it. True, basim cholov, shari surim. If you're not makar it, and it's anruli skabed, it's bottle. True, basim cholov, shari surim. So far, so good. One reason, if it's anruli skabed, we're not discussing that right now. Masha Enkin by Allah. Basakhola Bashari Surim. Say Khanan. Okay, now you mix it into the pot. And the Shisha Kenegad, everything's mutter. Conversation stops there. There's nothing being makir. There's no deal of removing it, really scabbard. All those things are irrelevant. Even Dabar Lach, Basakhola Bashari Surim, Makal Mutter. Eko Shisha Kenegad, Masha Nesimitkhila. Now, Miyu. So the Shach points out, like you said before, and they said, "Ha, the bein and shish and nega kol mashen nesser mitchila, but davar lach had a malkim shein hefset gadol, a malkim hefset gadol armin and kiyagav lechanan mishari surim abas b'chol kamosh kozav rabas im tani beis sedal." So shishim keneged the lach might start requiring, might start hedging into a little bit a large hefset, because you would say, well, only 59 times keneged the whole lach. So let's say the amount of mitzvah which went in was 2 ounces. And the original lach was 20 ounces, or 18 ounces. So now we need not 60 times 2, you need 60 times 20. Well, you know, I don't have 60 times 20, so the whole thing's awesome. Whoa, that's a big hefset, right? So you don't know, 60 times 2 is good enough. That's good enough to be makel, to have some welcome hefset gadol. So he points it out that once you tell me you need shishim keneged the whole thing, you might get into the world of hefset gadol. Yeah. Right? The shach is right. Okay.
So lach will be more makeable.
There's nothing to point at. There's nothing to point at, which is I have to remove it.
I mean, if you would have it, then you would be the same regular
din. If theoretically it would be shayach, it would be a din removing it. So we're going to see. Where is that? Tzadi Tess. Tzadiches? Tzadiches, right? So, let's say I have a way to make it, to remove it. I pour in cold water, and the oil will congeal, the oil which is usher will congeal, and now I'm able to remove it. So I'm okay to do that. Where is that?
Oh,
even if
you don't see it,
you have to
make it.
It says I have a way to make it, right?
You need to use oil and you like put it in the fridge.
Right. Yeah, it's in Sadiches Siftalud. Novachel of Teva Tavsha, when he's about to tell him, Vishishim Sark, Litin Shom Mayim Senanim, Vitevachel of the Hakbi, Lutsof Lamal, Alamayim, Vyasiran Mishom, Ashraf Lassira, Havikilo Makira, Sark Lassir Mishom. That's her more in Siftan, Sadiches Siftalud. No. I have an eitzah. I put cold water there. We'll cause it to congeal and float to the top and remove it. Says kilo makiro. Says they barely have to remove it.
Yeah, it's not a ruvus, but it sounds almost like we're saying, like, you're saying, like, you can be Mavar, but really, you have a ruvus, and you're not wrong.
Right.
Yes, Eva's is making the get. Versus Siva, there is the same problem.
Right.
Do you ever have it? Would it be right to classify this as a case where the shots of Taruba not nicker, and later somehow something comes up to make a nicker? You know, like somehow there's a technology mechanism to be mapped and what.
That's all around. No, the halacha is, if at some point in time the taruvus is no longer valid, the it becomes usher again. That's in the chazav neir. So. We spoke about a little bit in Kuftes. The Maisa, the Shita of the Rush, which is the one who allows you to eat everything, the Basachas, which the Bukhar means that's Mamash Bittel Gomer, he still says, he still says the Dinner Chazer Venir. So it means the Pshat is Kolzman's in a state of Tarubis, it's Heter Gomer. But it's not Heter Gomer. It's like, pass any then. Okay. Okay. Beis. It's a beis. Chetira sheesh b'chelev. She's b'asher b'kedera sheesh b'samach l'batul l'chelev. So the scenario that he gives is a chetira which has chelev attached to it. So it's b'asher and chelev. So it's not the case before of a chetira which had a b'li of chelev inside of it. But there's actual mamoshes of chaylev attached to the chaticha. Now it's not that you cooked it once already prior and made it osir like the case of the sif aleph. But right now it's raw. So the meat is mutter and the chaylev is osir. There's no transfer of time from the chaylev to the meat. He mixes it into a pot with everything else and he cooks it. And he says, "Oy veh, forgot to take out the chaylev." Right, so well, but yeah, oh, Baruch Hashem, there's samach in the pot. Everything is wonderful, right? So everything is wonderful. Zok, the mechaber. First of all, so I hold that the chetichah is mutter. Now we mentioned before that in Isser Dovik, the concept of Isser Dovik, when you have a chetichah which has Isser attached to it, so that chetichah becomes usher, different than the rest of the pot, even if they're shishim. So Mechaber is saying, not like that. Well, that's true, because the Mechaber in Ayin Beis, in the Hilchos Malicha, Taka says, Beferish, not like that. The case over there was that they forgot to take out the lame of the oif. So the lame of the oif is sitting on the piece next to it. So the Mechaber says, not a problem. You did Malicho together. So as long as there's shishim in the oif, and we assume in the bird that there's shishim in the oif connected to the lame. See, the lame has dam in it, so we don't have dam, so it's kilos moly dam. But there's shishim in the oif connected to the lame. Well, it points out by behemoth, we don't assume that. We don't assume in a behemoth that there's no behemoth which with the shishim and the behemoth connected to the lave, but by a knife there is. Okay. You know, I'm not discussing biology or that's the assumption over there in halacha that by oif there's shishim connected to the lave, and by behemoth there's not. Zot the machabris, everything's mutter. Because even though you did malicha and you moved the dam throughout the rest of the thing, but it moved the shishim. It comes to Rama, says, yeah, but it's a dovik. The piece next to the lave is the problem of dovik. So this is machalik. See, the machaber is not holding the shishim. He's not kosher if this chashash is a dovik. So machaber here says, the fact that you have this piece of meat and that it has chaylev attached to it doesn't answer the meat. As long as there's shishim in the pot, this piece of meat is mutter. The Ramah comes along and says that this piece of meat is awesome. Because it's even though there's shishim, but this piece of meat, it was beleya al tzisadovik, it was beleya more than the rest of the pot. Memeil, the piece of meat becomes chana. According to the Ramah. So there's two steps in the argument, right? The first step is, do you say that the fact that the chayla was attached to this meat doesn't put more, affect the meat, this piece of meat more than the rest of the pot? If the answer is no, well, Yodel Kanami Sharasim is irrelevant. It's Kula Heter, the rest of this piece of meat. Because the Rashishim in the pot connected to the Chayim. Right? If you hold, it does affect it more significantly. So then we go to the next steps. Now what? So what happens? Well, Yodel Kanami Sharasim, so it's a piece of meat, it's the Rashba's case. It's a piece of meat which has this or in it. If I say that I deal with this piece of meat, it's more problematic than the rest of the pot. So, but I don't hold Chanan Mishari Surim, so I'm back to the Rashba. But if I hold Chanan, I'm not back to the Rashba. I have a more problem. So the Mechabra answers the first question in the negative. So the whole conversation, this case is much better than the case of the Rashba. The Ramah argues the first answer in the that there's a problem. I call it positive in the fact that there is a problem. It's not good. Right? He said it's a problem. There's more of an effect of the chaylev to this piece of meat next to it, attached to it. Okay. And I hold chanan b'shari surim. So that whole piece, so then this whole conversation, you got to worry about what to do with the piece, is not 100% correct. But again, according to the Mechaber in the Shitosa doesn't hold a mitzadovik. So Meila, the Mechaber says, this piece of meat now is mutter. But now I have to be careful. What do I do next? So Sarach Lizar Shaloi Yosim Shum Dabar Me'akadei Rabbi Chatichas Yisra B'soichel. I shouldn't take anything out. I shouldn't take out any of the heter in the pot. Kashin and Shema Tishar B'achroina B'shoa Shein HaKadei Rasamach L'Bato L'Chel. If you take something out, you might not have Samach to Mevato, and then the rest of the pot is going to come Aser. And you're not going to be Mesim Lev, but you're going to be eating Yisra. Don't take out the piece of meat by itself. Okay, great. Okay, I want to make sure my pot is safe. So I have a great idea. Take out this piece of meat. Well, that's not a good idea because right now the meat is mutter and the chaylev is awesome, but the meat is mutter. You take it out, the chaylev is going to answer the meat. So the chaylev, which is attached to the meat, will answer the meat. So mata counter, and you can't actually teach something like there. So the eighth is Zok the Mechaber, which is the Rashba. That is just wait till everything cools down. So you take it out. So depending how you're taking it out. So are you taking out in a kli? So you get involved in the shayla of whether matzek is a kli mishum or not a kli mishum. You're taking it out without a kli, so it's a davar gush. So you get involved in the shayla whether the ragush is a klibishin or not a klibishin, right? The mechaber is clearly worrying about one of the two. Right. So the only eitzah is to keep it in place, right? Okay. Okay, 1 second. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, so what's the eitzah? The eitzah is, well, let it cool off. So when once it cools off, there's no transfer of time. So now the piece of meat is, the meat is mutter, the chalav is osur. You take it out, the chalav is osur, the meat is mutter. Right? You take out the rest of the pot, you don't need bittul anymore because there's no other seed to stop. So we're good. So the Ramah, the fima, the kaimalon, chaticha nasis nevelo, mesra chaticha, sur misha, mashar mutter. No, he's talking about it's hot. He's saying, so the piece of meat is awesome. So you're not saving the piece of meat. So now, Adarabba, I have Isser here. I should remove the Isser. I shouldn't wait. I have a responsibility to remove the Isser as quickly as possible.
So you don't have to come
out the bittul. Well, there's whatever bittul there is. You don't want to come to some mistake of eating it. You should get rid of the Isser and get rid of it. Give it to the caliph. Okay. So now, so everything seems to make a lot of sense, right? So the loss of the Ramah is a little bit misleading. Because this point, really, he skips the step of Isser Dovik. That's what he means. Since it's Isser Dovik, you have a Tekana. So the Goyim points it out in Tess. Lefi, the Isser Dovik, Kanan, should have a Israel and Kana feel a lesser Achatitha. So, right, so he just points it out that the Cheshire over here is, since it's Isser Dovik, Shemela, that piece of meat became Usser anyway. A. So, now, theoretically, I could say that that's a problem even without saying Kanan. Because even if you tell me to say chanan, but the mice, if I say it's a dog, it puts more time into a piece of meat. This piece of meat is a problematic because it has tam chalav in it. So I can't eat the piece of meat. Right? So the argument is in extremes. Right? The Ramah holds it's a dovik, and you say chanan, and the Karba holds you don't say it's a dovik, and not even that, the whole piece is mamash hetter. We're not worried about bichlal. That's a little going in Lashon. Isser Dovik Kanan, Shulchan Aruch L'sir Lekein, I feel less Archaticha. He's not worried about Isser Dovik, not only Kanan, but even Akhenei Kat, that the meat is actually mutter to eat. Because we assume that the tam spreads equally throughout that piece of meat. So that's the talk of the Lashon is funny, right? The bringing in Kanan.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the story of Isser Dovik? So there are two stories of Isser Dovik. There's one story of Isser Dovik is that we're worried about some point along the process that the piece of meat will be out of the rights of with the chela by itself, because since they're attached to each other, they move simultaneously. So at some point in the process, there's not. You're right. It doesn't stay in this piece of meat. It's time for these parashah. As soon as it goes into the piece of meat, it goes through. Continues going on outwards, etc. So everything. But there's some point in the process where maybe they're not together. Alternatively, the lumnus is that the nature of the way Tom transfers the piece where the Isser is dovek to will transfer more significantly than to the rest of the pot. Those are the two swores over there in 9 bays. So either way you learn, the Mechaber is arguing of both of them, that they're not kosher for that possibility that at some point it's separate, and that's not true, that it transfers more significantly to the piece which is adjacent to it. Okay. Okay. Zok the Taz. You leave it in. So you leave it in, it'll be mutter. So I don't understand. You just got through in Sif Aleph quoting the Rashba that the time which is in this Chaticha remains there and the Chaticha remains also. So say that over here also. Even if you leave it there, it should be also. So, no, that's not true. But Dami the Mashkos of Sif Aleph, the Chaticha Nishra be Isura. Over there, there was two steps in the process. First, there was a belia of Isser into the Chaticha, Cham, Rishon, whatever, every, you know, way that there's a valid belia. And the Chaticha became Osir Mitzadim. And then the Chaticha fell into a second path. Oh, so then we say it remains Osir. But over here, it went into the path raw and cold. There was never any belia between the two sides. So the only time there's belia is while it's in this pot, where there's shishim. As the Omer, she'enu paletzis kol isser shabluyim, ha'shekin kan, shloibola mechelev shaleh adayin, ala shaleh adayin bishul, b'shul shah, ha'lechis plitas ha'bliya, b'chol ha'kadeir b'shava, k'vay b'shul chaticha atzwa, k'in the feast war zul, amrin chaticha atzwa, nas in the veil, b'shari sur, m'zei posha. Now the last line of the Taz, I have no idea what he's talking about. So, what you would like to shach the Taz to say, because according to Shikha the Mechaber, you don't say Yisudovik. Mela, the Taz spreads equally throughout the rest of the Shabbat. The reason why we assume the Taz spreads equally is not because you don't say Chanan, it's because we assume the Taz spreads equally. But the Lashon says, we assume it spreads equally. Kiva, if he's Zul, Armina, Chadikha, is that partial? I don't know. So I wish he didn't say the word Zeposhet at the end. So I don't know. There's two things you have to say. But there's two things you have to say to say that. Number one, or there's three things. Number one, beforehand nothing happened. So when it's going into the pot, everything is the meat is after and the chalav is after. And number two, in the cooking process, we don't say that the time of the chalav goes into the meat more significantly than the rest of the pot, right? That's the both those things have to be true, right? So the Taz says the first thing because that's the case. Taz says the second thing is true because you don't take it on. That's not why it's true. It's true because you hold that to see is what happens.
I'm wondering, Dilly, if there's a sheet to that of just the Dalvik and Afghan.
Is there a sheet to? I'm not familiar off the top of my head, but one second. Yeah, there is. There's a sheet like that. One second. I'm coming in the middle of a conversation over here, I see, but whatever, it's not that important. And Chazak also. Right. Once I'm not. I have to look it up to remember. I mean, it happens to play out that the Ramor. The starting point is that Ramor and Ayin Beis, the Machaber and Ayin Beis, and Ramor and Ayin Beis, where it's from a case of Dam. So they put. But and it comes up again in Sadi Beis. There's other way around. And it comes up again in Sadi Beis. We're there at Tom Abbas of Chalav, so you would say, Chanan, but you have to discuss this issue. Do you say Yisra Dovich holds on to the time more significantly than the rest or not? Comes up in the Taz and the Shach and Sadi Beis. One second. Yeah, he talks about the Gavashavi Surim. It's also Gavashavi Surim. In Siftal, the Ramor brings in. We hold Chana Gavashavi Surim. Im Isadovic, Bechtichos Heter, Oshachatiro Kulo, who's the writer? Well, the case of Mrs. Reuter, so then, you know, then that is not the gay. Doesn't bring up the Bosch of a Cholov case. It brings up the Gavashavi Surim. What? Right, we say, but that's what? That's because he's kosher b'shitas Rashi. That if the chatichas is mitzasa chutz the roitim, mitzasa tayfer roitim, it stays in the outer piece. So the aser is mitzad there, not al stovik. That's the pshara that the Rama made over there. That's what you need. That's what the Gaon says. The Gaon and Yud. It does play out that the case of the amount that the Mechaber needs to be marked at the pot, because the Ramah needs to be marked at the pot are not the same. Mechaber needs Shishim connected to the Chalev. The Ramah says you're going to say Yisadovik and Chanan on the piece, you need Shishim connected to the whole Chaticha, the meat and the Chalev. That's a good point. That's a good point. I like that. Thank you. Okay, Zog the Shach. Now the Shach, so the Shach points out also, hey, Shesh Mashishin Vatal HaChelev, Lidam the Kaim Malon, Kanan B'chol Yisurim, B'gam Isadovik, Kem Isadovik, Tzar Shishim Kanei Gal HaChaticha. So within Hacha, Tzar Shishim Kanei Gal HaChaticha, Shechelev Dovik Bo, Fil Hachi, Chaticha Atzma Asur. Okay, Vav Shechel Shabba Yesterday saw Pirshka Shiyetziyana Vatiya Chama. So you take it out, and since they're hot, it's going to ask her. You can Yesterday Hakaticha Machmas Shechel Shabba Shein Bar Shishim Levatloi. V'nich B'kder Atam Halach B'kula B'shav V'vein Hakaticha Neseris. Zat Hashach. I don't get it. So why isn't there a problem? Was the Malicha on this piece of meat or not? So. If there wasn't a leak on the piece of meat, it's full of da. So you're going to need shishim connected to the piece of meat because of the da. If there was malicha, you did malicha on a piece of meat which has chalev in it and has meat in it. So the chalev can answer the meat. So the whole piece is osir. So we're discussing over here that you want to keep the piece of meat mutter. It's irrelevant. The piece of meat is not going to be mutter. You won't say chanan. You don't say chanan. You don't need shishim connected to the whole piece of meat. Fine. I'll live with you with that. Right? But because you don't say chanan b'shar b'sur. But the piece of meat is osir. And the Mechaber is saying, we need to find a way to keep the piece of meat being mutter. Don't take it out early, because otherwise the piece of meat becomes osir. The piece of meat is osir anyway, because of the malicha with the chalev. Ve'en lahakshas. Ra'karcha ha'ticha nim lochatchila. Tevachi ha'yisesur mishum dam. Whereas tarkshishim b'tav shal keneged kula. Kushiz arvasim samatas sif yidale. It's full of dam. I don't know how much dam. So I need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, because it's full of dam. right? How much dam? I don't know. So I'm a shark connected to Kulah. So you need sheets to connect with the whole chatich and not connected to Chaylah. So what's the case? So the must have been there was Malicha. Ah. There's Malicha. Because in K, you know, Kurgan Nesha Tchila, Mishum Shinim Lacha, Mechaylah Shabba. Mishum Shinim Lacha, Mechaylah Shabba. Mishum Shinim Lacha, Mechaylah Shabba. Mishum Shinim Lacha, Well, yeah, but now they're shishim, so it takes the time out. No, it doesn't. That's the din of the Rashba Sivalev, that the piece of meat stays also. Yeshomer of the Marish Uchelev Drabonon, Achelev Sabahem Kachusha, then Oysam Malitha El Kadei, Kleba Ladasa Rashba, Makarim Simon Samadad, Sivkov, Simon Kufay. So we have scenarios where it doesn't ask for Kulo, only ask for Kadei Kleba.
What does that mean?
So you don't say the iser is al tchelev. So that's I'm sure can I go the tchelev. I'm sure can I go the tchelev. I'm connected to the chaticha. If you hold it, you don't take chanan on a mixed chaticha. And the chavos hold chanan by shari from anyway. So the meat is bats and mutter, right? But now you say, but there's time of this piece of chaylev. There's 3 ounces of chaylev, and it went in a kadei klipa into the meat. So now we'll say there's 3.5 ounces, 3 ounces of chaylev plus 0.5 ounce of the kadei klipa. But the source of that 0.5 ounce is the 3 ounces. So if you don't say chanan, you don't count it twice.
Saying kadei klipa doesn't make us change how we measure the piece of meat with the iser going into the pot.
Correct.
We just keep the 3 ounces of chaylev.
Because that's what you're, because the same 3 ounces made that is making this. Now if you hold a chanan, so but we don't say chanan mishar iser, we don't say chanan and mix this chaticha. In our marriage, shahaya b'chaticha shishim k'neged chaylev. So I'll give you a simple case. It was a big piece of meat, a small piece of chaylev. So the rishishim of the meat connected to chaylev. Seeing if the chaylev was taka shomainis, but for feba kuloi, the rishishim connected it. So then what are we discussing now? We're about the chaylev asking. Well, you cut off some of the meat in the pot. So before b'shas malicha, it was a big piece of meat and a small piece of chaylev. So it didn't ask. Now you put it in the pot. After malicha was done. Malicha, you wash it off. Once you've done hadocha, it's no longer a seach. And then you cut it into pieces. And one piece was left with the chaylev attached. So now that piece is kula heter because in the time of the transfer of tam, the rishisha, through the malicha, and now it's sitting, you know, with 3 ounces of chaylev and 10 ounces of meat. And you stick it into the pot. Well, right, and it cooks together. So now it's okay. You take it out. It's going to answer because it's not shishim anymore. Pimon dekayim alam chanan pirish mekene chadicha zua kaparim asura mishum isur dovik kemesar ticha shreino maasik klum b'mashe mesira ken lo yerichena bechinom the kedera. You're not supposed to leave it there. It's not appropriate to leave it there, isur there, if there's no reason to. You have nothing to gain by leaving it there. So you should, dafka should not leave it there. Okay, now, okay, so a few points over here. The Prima Gadim in the Mishpat says, at the end of Mishnah Tos Aleph, Sada, the Bein Mechadicha Sheyesh Chelev Be'en, which is the case of Siv Beis, Chichas Bola Isser Benafla Kedair Sheyesh Samach Negadako. Lididan, lo yotzi aheta meyakadera, shema achshav tiflet meyachaticha. Okay, so now. So, Chaim and Akiva asked me, we said that the Tam was Nispasha B'Shava throughout the whole pot. This is better than the first case. So the amount of Tam, which is in the Chaticha, is... So if there's no Chel attached to it, I can take it out right away. There's not a problem. Right? If the Chel of... Right. So when I take out the meat, it's take out the meat without the chalev. So what's that? Well, there was chalev in it. No, there wasn't. It spread equally to everything else. But since you're taking out with the chalev is going to answer it. When it right? Comes the Prima Gadim and says, what about a scenario where there was a chaticha which had bleas chalev in it? Not chalev. Right? And now it goes into the pot. So, in that situation, so the case, I mean, the only case I can understand is the case where you had a chaticha, simply means the bliya now, it doesn't make any, he says that the Mishnah is in Mechadish, that the same way that it's true in a case of actual chayla, it's true in the case of bliya's chayla. Now, what's the scenario? The scenario is the bliyas chalev now, there's nothing in there. There's both of shishit. So I take it out, it's mutter. So the case has to be there was bliyas chalev beforehand. So that's the din of Tefel, this piece of meat also anyway. So he says, well, I mean, this din over here is relevant. Lo yotzi mehetem mekedere shamei achshav tiflet mehachaticha. So he's saying the guy with the chatitza is talking also, but I have to worry about the pot. Once the din of the makaber is true in Tzif Aleph, that I don the piece of meat is keeping holding on to the tam. So now there's samach in the pot. Can I get the bliyim? Now I take out some of the heter in the pot. Now there's not samach anymore. Well, it's spread equally, you know, but there's lots of that chatitza hold on to the tam, according to the Rashba. It can now answer the rest of the pot. Which is not like the cheshvan that the Taz wants to say in the tour. Right? That was the Taz was saying that the tour is asking, at least in his Havamina, that whatever tam it's going to spread, it's spread already. It doesn't do it twice. Right? But the Rashba's arguing and saying, you know, we're afraid it does it twice. So that's true. If you had a piece of meat which had a blias iser in it, it falls into part in the resamach. But since the Rashi holds that the piece of meat stays oser, so there's more time in that piece of meat. Now we're worried if you take out the head, there won't be shishim, and that piece of meat will oser the rest of the pot. So, but the piece of meat is oser anyway. Okay. Now let's say it's a case of iser lach. So it's Nispasha B'Shava, so there's nothing to wait for. There's no need to wait. This whole conversation by a case of a chaticha. The Issa Lach falls in, if there's Shishim, it's spread to the Shava. So the whole pot is water. There's no point to the pot, which is Issa. So take it out. That's the first point that he points out. One thing, a few points, and maybe take a look at the Mishmat Sois in Beis and the Sisidas in Zion. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow, and then we're gonna start studying Aleph. Awesome.